So during our weekly Saturday morning breakfast excursion, Augie and mine, right, Augie? Notice the guy in the yellow Hawaiian shirt? That's Augie, right there. It came overhead. The song came overhead at the Carl's Jr. in Bennett. And do you guys know why we go to Carl's Jr.? Two words. Well, that too. Hash browns.
Really?
Yeah. Not quite as good as Burger King hash browns, but still pretty good. McDonald's, you know, is more of our lunch choice, right? The hash brown at McDonald's is just one big hunk. It's not as good. Got to have more. Well, either way, this catchy song came on, and I thought it was a new release by Aloe Black, but when I looked it up on my Samsung Galaxy Note 9, it was actually a guy called Rag and Bone Man. Anybody heard of Rag and Bone Man? No? It's a track called Human. It was a really catchy tune with a line, "I'm only human after all," standing out. Have you heard that? You've heard it? It's funny, I watched the video, I didn't really look enough around what was around him. I'll have to take another look. I have no idea. I did not look at when it was released. Although I did listen to the rest of the album. He's pretty talented, no question. Now, in his case, if you listen to the song or read the words, he seems to be using it as a bit of an excuse to deflect blame, afterwards saying, "Don't put the blame on me." So he doesn't just sing, "I'm only human after all." In the song, multiple times he says, "Don't put the blame on me." Although I would disagree with that, that didn't mean the song didn't have any legitimate points. If I were a betting man, what the song is about is he's singing to a girl who expects too much out of him. Someone, she wants someone who can solve all her problems. Someone who can be responsible for her happiness. But he is only human after all. Matter of fact, you and I, we are only human, after all. And as Rag and Bone Man sings, "I'm only human, I make mistakes, I'm only human, that's all it takes to put the blame on me, don't put the blame on me." Humans do make mistakes, don't they? Agree with that? It's more than that, actually. Let's look together. This is a set of verses that you're going to be very familiar with, but never hurts to read them again. Romans 3, verses 21 through 24. Romans 3, verses 21 through 24. Romans 3, we'll start with verse 21 and end with verse 24. "But now the righteousness of God has been manifested apart from the law, although the law and the prophets bear witness to it. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe, for there is no distinction." This is the money verse. "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." How many?
All.
All, exactly. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We're only human, after all. Now, a little earlier in that same chapter, so don't close your book or close your application. A little earlier in that same chapter, in Romans, let's go to verse 9. We'll read through verse 18. It's actually a little worse. It's harsher than that. That's saying that everybody sins doesn't seem very harsh. But what we're about to read is very harsh. So 9 through 18. "What then? Are we Jews any better off? No, not at all. For we have already charged that all, both Jews and Greeks, are under sin. As it is written, 'None is righteous, not one. No one understands, no one seeks for God. All have turned aside. Together they have become worthless. No one does good, not even one. Their throat is an open grave. They use their tongues to deceive. The venom of asps is under their lips. Their mouth is full of curses and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. In their paths are ruin and misery. In the way of peace they have not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. How many are righteous in those verses? How many are righteous?
None.
None. You got it. We are only human after all. Although Romans explains why we all mess up, unlike Rag and Bone Man's song, Romans does not agree that we have an excuse. Sure, we could say, the Bible says we all sin, so how could you blame me? But we'd be being foolish, wouldn't we? Instead, even earlier in Romans, in a reference we've discussed recently, we learn that we are without excuse. Let's look at Romans 1, 18 through 20. Romans 1, 18 through 20. Are we there? For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world in the things that have been made. So they are without what?
Excuse.
They are without excuse. What can be known about God is plain to them because God has shown it to them. Of course, you could say, Alan, they're talking about belief in God, or Paul is talking about belief in God, not knowing right from wrong. However, if you look at the focus of the entire chapter, it is on how debased people have become. Not just about belief, but what they're doing wrong, the whole chapter is. So I think it's reasonable to say, when we sin, using those verses, it is reasonable to say that when we sin, we have no excuse. And I'm sure we could do another Bible study that makes it clear otherwise. But staying with Romans at this point, do we have an excuse when we sin? So when Rag and Bone Man says, don't put the blame on me, or don't blame me, is he right? No, we're to blame. Now I want to stop here for a second because I think this is important. Since we all do sin, since we are all infected by the same disease, the same spiritual disease, we actually should do what Rag and Bone Man asks of his girlfriends. We should show some understanding, shouldn't we? Some grace. We should recognize they are only human after all, since we are only human after all. Now last week we discussed three principles of forgiveness in a social media age. And we learned that to be forgiven we have to do what? We do have to repent. But when it comes to others, for us to be forgiven, how do we have to treat others? We have to forgive them, don't we? Isn't it amazing on social media again how people get so freaked out and ignore the fact that the thing that they freak out at others about, they do themselves, which of course in the Bible is shown as hypocrisy, and where God does say, if you don't forgive others, you won't be forgiven. The way you measure it will be measured to you. But just stepping back and just thinking about it logically, you know how it is, how hard it is not to sin. How can we not show others grace when they do? That doesn't mean we excuse it. I'm not saying that. Somebody does wrong, they should fix it. They should repent. And sometimes they may have to go to jail. But before we look down on them, we all have the same disease. We just have different symptoms, don't we? We have different symptoms. And sometimes the ones that throw people in jail are the obvious ones, where I would argue some of the worst ones are the things that are done in private, that aren't visible to the world. and don't throw you in jail. Being that we will not be forgiven if we don't forgive, doesn't it seem wise not to cast stones in glass houses? Do you know that expression, Cisco? Have you ever heard of that? Think about it. What would it mean to cast stones in glass houses? What? You'd break the glass, right? We all live in glass houses when we go around judging people. And so when we cast stones at them, we break our own glass. And the Bible makes it clear God doesn't like that. Give people who mess up a break. We are all only human after all. Now, if you read it, I listened to it quite a few times. Luckily, Michelle didn't have to put up with it. Do I play songs over and over too much sometimes? Augie's actually worse, isn't he?
Really? But I think it's a new album, though. You can't hear an entire song through.
Well, that's a different issue.
The beginning of it three or four times, and then you go on to the next one.
Yeah. That's right.
Every song I hear the end.
See, Elisa, you don't know how good you have it because you don't have to put up. So his song actually has quite a few interesting verses. And this one stood out to me as I was reading it. I didn't necessarily catch it as he was singing it. He said, I'm no prophet or Messiah, should go looking somewhere higher. And I'm sure he somehow rhymed Messiah and higher. I'm only human after all. I'm only human after all. Don't put the blame on me. Don't put the blame on me. In life, do we not see people trusting other people too much? Yeah. Even though they should be aware that the human condition screams, doesn't just say, doesn't whisper, screams otherwise, they trust people too much. And Rag and Bone Man rightly says that we should, quote, should go looking somewhere higher. Of course, Scripture says the same thing. Let's look. Ready? First, we're going to look at two in a row. First one's in Jeremiah, chapter 17, 5 through 8. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5 through verse 8. I like Jeremiah because it's got so many chapters, it's easy to find. 17.
5 through
8? Yep. Jeremiah 17, 5 through 8. And we're looking for what we can learn about whether we trust man or God. 17, 5 through 8. And I do realize a lot of the stuff I'm preaching to the choir. But isn't it nice to be reminded from Scripture that what we have learned does make sense, that what we observe does make sense? 17, 5 through 8. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in who?
Man,
and makes flesh his strength, whose heart turns away from the Lord. He is like a shrub in the desert, and he shall not see any good come. He shall dwell in the parched places of the wilderness, and an uninhabited salt land. Blessed is the man who trusts in who? The Lord, who trusts is the Lord. He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes, for its leaves remain green, and is not anxious in the year of drought, for it does not cease to bear food. And one thing that hit me as I was reading this, it's part of the reason that I trip up sometimes on words, is I can't necessarily force myself to stop thinking while I'm reading. Go figure. But one thing that hit me is, notice it says, cursed is the man who trusts in man. This is not just other men and women that it's talking about. I think that one of the biggest problems with people today is we trust ourselves too much. We trust ourselves too much, right? So it's easy to say that I shouldn't just believe everything Michelle says. But you know what? I shouldn't believe everything I think either. I shouldn't do that. Okay, second set of verses. Psalm 146, 3 through 6. Psalm 146, 3 through 6. Are we there? Okay. Put not your trust in princes and a son of man, in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord, his God. Cursed is the man who trusts in man. He's only human, after all. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. Amen? Amen. We've learned, or at least reiterated, I suspect most of this wasn't learning. We've learned or reiterated a few things in this sermon. Number one, we all mess up. Number two, we have no excuse. Number three, since we are part of we all mess up, we have no excuse, we should show grace toward people who have the same spiritual disease as we do, which means we should show grace to how many people? All, exactly. Even the most hardened criminal in prison, you should pray for, because Satan has bound them potentially. Luckily, a lot do get saved in the lockup. But Satan has bound them. And yes, we should lock them away. They should be punished. You should be protected from them by having them behind bars. But should we really look down on them? Or should we pray for them? Next thing we learned is, it is foolish to trust men or women. And then finally, we learned it is wise to trust God. Agreed? Good. Good news is that our suffering from we are only human after all, sin will go away after our death or Jesus' return. Personally, I prefer the latter. Even better news in my book is that I'll stop causing others to suffer. You think of Paul when he talks about the battle that he has, right? Isn't that painful? I don't want to cause people to suffer. That I'll stop sinning, even though I remain human. Let's look at this. 1 John, verse 3. 1 John, it's got to be more than 3. 3, 1 through 3. 1 John, 3, 1 through 3. Are we there? See what kind of love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like who? Him, because we shall see him as he is, and everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. We know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. Be like Jesus. Don't sin. But even though you know you will still mess up here, because you are only human after all, be confident that in the end, you will be like Jesus. Praise God.